That I've been talking about the mind of Christ on the evenings, and I've been talking about the power and the blood of Jesus, between many other good stuff. So tonight, when I got my notes about the mind of Christ, I was told to put it back. I was a little surprised. I had some old notes that I started writing in 2014. I have the date until today. I wrote it in August 15, 2014. That's exactly 2 years ago, and I never used it. The Lord told me where the folder was, and I went and picked it up. Just a touch up. I want you to talk about this tonight. Okay. I did it. And then I'm asking, Lord, is there a reason why? I mean, just curiosity. I'm not arguing or anything. Is there a reason why you want me to talk about this subject? The Lord said, there is a wrong concept out there that is not cool being old. What? Yep. In many congregations, there is a lot of emphasis given to the young people. And rightfully so. But there is nothing in being mature. There's nothing wrong being mature. Nothing wrong having gray hair or gray beard. I even joke, does that mean I cannot dye my hair anymore? I was told to be quiet, so I kept quiet. Tonight is going to be simple and short, but your God wants all of you here tonight to learn and to listen, to hear that He is interested and concerned about His mature children. Did you hear what I said? Your God is interested and concerned about His mature children. So before He told me to make copies, I made copies, just in case. Thank you, brothers. Wait a minute, that's the Hebrew part, not this one. There's nothing wrong being old or mature. There's nothing wrong having gray hair. And there's nothing uncool. The title of tonight's meditation is God's Promises for Seniors. It doesn't mean that you have to be 110 to be a senior. All you need is some gray hair. And then immediately people call you old. What does the Bible speak about old age? I started doing this thing and then I got bored and I stopped. And never went back. So tonight I was told to go back. And I finished. God is interested in the mature people in the body of Christ. And one of the greatest things about being a senior in the kingdom of God is seniors supposed to have life's greatest experience. It's a disgraceful to come to the end of your life and you don't have much of God to account for. But it's not the case with our people. I've got a great congregation. People who love to pray. People who love to read. People who know their God. People who know their Bible. And I'll tell you, you are on the right path to have a great old age lifetime. In the book of Titus, chapter 2, starting on verse 1, we read the following words. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. I want you to keep that in your mind. Sound doctrine. There are many places out there where sound doctrine is no longer preached. So thank God. God has placed a spirit of truth and sound doctrine in our church. I will never ask you to do something that I can't back up with the scriptures. I will never tell you something that I can't back up with the scripture. So there are promises for people that are listening to sound doctrine. Verse 2. That the older man be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, and in patience. One of the greatest joy of being a senior in the house of God is that we have a lifetime experience with God, which will produce in us sobriety, reverence, temperance, and sound faith. Coupled with love and patience. I want you to listen to the Message Bible, to the scripture here. Brother Harry, give me the Message Bible on this scripture. Guide older men into lives of temperance, dignity, and wisdom, into healthy faith, love, and endurance. Being an elderly in the house of God has its goodies. You and I are supposed to have sound faith or healthy faith. Why? Because we lived an entire life along with our God. As I said in the beginning, if somebody comes to an old age and has nothing to account for concerning the things of God, you must be one of the most miserable persons on the planet. It continues in verse 3. The older women, likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to too much wine, teachers of good things. This is how our girls behave, and this is how they're supposed to behave. Because God cares about old people. Listen to the backslider translation. Guide older women. Did you notice that in the previous verse it says teach old men, but over here it says guide old women? Is that a reason? Leave it alone. Guide old women to lives of reverence so that they end up as neither gossips nor drunks, but models of goodness. And this is what our girls are. And that's how it's supposed to be. Tell your neighbor, we have no gossipers around here. Verse 4. That they may admonish the young women to love their husbands and to love their children. I want a young lady to look to somebody older than you and say to your neighbor, thank God for your example. Come on, ladies, look to somebody younger than you. Thank God for your example. Now, you're not married, so you look to her and tell her, thank God for your example. Our girls will be able to admonish young ladies how to love their husband because they have been an example How to love a husband. They are so in love that the young ones can see it. They don't have to say anything. So thank God for our girls. I'm talking about the mature girls. Amen? The Backslider translation says this way. By looking at them, the younger women will know how to love their husbands and children. Thank God for our senior members. Amen? Amen. And finally, verse 5. To be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, and I didn't hear anything in here. Did y'all lost your voice? So let's try to do this again. To be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good. That the word of God may not be blasphemed. I know y'all are obedient to your husbands. I'm just teasing. And thank God for your obedience to your husband. At one time, I was preaching a congregation, and I mentioned this scripture. Half of the women said, yeah, the husband is the head, but the woman is the neck. I said, that's doctrine of demons. Nobody, nowhere in the Bible says that. So it's doctrine of demons. And then I asked, why do you say that? Well, the head turns where the neck wants. Is that right? Doctrine of demons. Let's go to the Backslider translation. Be virtuous and pure. Keep a good house. Be good wives. We don't want anyone looking down on God's message because of their behavior. Tell your neighbor, thank God for the ladies in our congregation. Did you hear what I said? Thank God for the ladies in our congregation.
Praise God.
So there is some advantage in being a senior. God will look after the seniors. God wants to take care of the seniors in the church. Another thing that the Bible tells us, being godly seniors make them the pride of their kids. Proverbs 16:6. Can we get to that? What? Something went wrong in here. I gotta go back on this one because this is not what was. It's a mistype here. I don't have my original notes here. Let's jump a little bit more. God has promises for the old people in the church because they are wise. I said God has promises to the mature people in our church because they are wise.
Amen.
Job 12:12 says, wisdom is and reach out to somebody that's older than you and ask and tell them, thank God for your wisdom.
Thank God for your wisdom.
verse 13 says, with him are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. God will bless the seniors because they have wisdom and understanding. And God will strength the wise and mature citizens in our congregation. Godly seniors will not be forsaken by God in old age. May I have Psalm 71, verse 9? Read it with me. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me. David is asking God, I believed by your precepts, and I know that old age is coming, and the body tends to feel a little out of shape here and there. But please, God, do not forsake me when my strength fails. You know, do not cast me off in my old age. When you go to Psalm 39, 4 and 5, it's even better. And this is a proof that God will not forsake the ancients in our congregation. Read it with me. Lord, make me know May I have the backslide translation, brother, on this one? Tell me, what's going on, God? How long do I have to live? All right, relax, relax, relax. Let's go to verse 5. You have kept me. Isn't that nice? Now let's go back. Let's go back to the usual translation. The preacher's messed up tonight. See, this is why you don't want to preach it, but the man said to do it. Indeed, you have made my days as hand breadth, and my age is nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but a vapor. Your days are before your God. You're not going to be forsaken on your old age. When comparing to the eternity of God, our life is nothing but a vapor. And yet, God will not leave us. For those of us who are God-fearing, there are tons of promises. Or there is length of days for those who fear God. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2 tells us, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep. Next verse. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. God-fearing people are assured by God's word that they will have a long life, that their days will be stretched, and that God is going to add peace to their days. In Deuteronomy 5:33, we find the following promise. Read it with me. You shall walk all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Now here's, I put this verse here on purpose, because in our days, once somebody gets to 70 years old, the very first trophy that they have is either a cane or a walker. And some of them are so excited about their old age, they will sit in a wheelchair. Over here he says, you shall walk. Is that right?
Yes.
You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, is that right? And that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Walk in the ways of God. Your days will be long. You're not going to be crawling or dragging yourself. Now, it's not a sin if somebody has a walker. In some cases, there are some exceptions. If Mama Clark would be driving now, her driver's license expiration date would be never. Yeah, in the state of Maryland, once you cross over 100, your license has no expiration date. Did you know that? In Maryland, if you became 100 years old, there is no expiration date on your driver's license. Isn't that cool? So if Mom Eleanor was driving now, her driver's license would have no expiration date. She made that mark. Praise God. When we go a little bit more in Deuteronomy 6, verse 2, we learn this. Read it with me. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded you, you and your son. God promises to bless each one of us to the point that we will see our grandchildren. Did you hear what I said? The Lord promises you and I here that he's going to bless the righteous. He's going to bless the saints. He's going to bless the mature Christians to the point that they will see their grandchildren. And some of us will see our great-grandchildren, and some will see great-great-grandchildren. Mom Eliana, you have great-great-grandchildren already, don't you? You do have great-great-grandchildren, right? Good Lord. What a blessing, huh? What a blessing. Alas, each one of you would be able to live long enough to see your great-great-grandchildren. That's four generations. The promises of God is that you will at least make to see your grandchildren. So it's cool being an old man in the kingdom of God, an old woman. Psalms 91:16 adds even more taste to being an elderly in the kingdom of God. Would you care to read it with me? With, I will. So you better fear God. You better get ready and have a sweet life, because God has promised to make your life long. Amen. Amen. Nothing wrong living long. I was driving at Hampden, and somebody drove by with a bump sticker. Get even with your children. Live long to annoy them. I'm thinking, my goodness, what kind of sticker is this? What kind of sticker is this? We're going to live long because God promised to fill us, to satisfy us with a long life. Amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, it's a blessing to be an elderly in the kingdom of God. Proverbs 10:27 tells us the following. Read it with me. The fear of the Lord, but the years of the wicked. Now, do you fear the Lord?
Yes.
Get ready to live long. Are you with me here?
Amen.
You want to live long, healthy and wealthy. Fear God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And it's guaranteed. No more this nonsense of living short life. Let's go to one more scripture here. Proverbs 9:11. Shall we read it? For by me, your days will be multiplied. Touch your neighbor and say, God wants to add years of life to you. It is only by the power of God, it's only by the power of wisdom from God that our days will be multiplied. And God wants you and I, God wants the seniors of his house to live a long life. He has the power, the ability, and the desire to multiply our years, to multiply our days. Then when we go to Psalm 71:17, there is a promise that God is going to bless his people because they have experienced God. Read it with me. Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day, isn't that wonderful? I feel sorry for those who start their walk with God and then backslid. He could say, "You have taught me from my youth. And to this day, I declare your wonders." Listen to verse 18. "Now, also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come." Folks, it's a wonderful thing to be an elderly in the kingdom of God. Being an elderly in the kingdom of God is also good because you will experience God's presence. Isaiah 46, 4 tells us, read it with me. "Even is it a good promise or what?"
Yes. Hallelujah.
Are you with me here? God is telling us, even to your old age, I am He. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Nothing against caregivers, but if there would ever come a time when I need to be cared for, let God carry me, will you? Nothing against caregivers. But you know what? If He lift me up and He carry me, He won't drop me. Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
"I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you." It's a blessing to be a senior in the kingdom of God. Because God promises to take care of you even when you are gray-headed. God will be with you. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 20, give us another beautiful promise. Read it with me. "No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his day. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sin of being 100 years old shall be accursed." Now imagine, a child shall live 100 years old. Is that what it says?
Yes.
So we have a child here right now.
Yes.
Besides Sister Janet Brown. He says in here. Infants will not live but a few days. Old people will not die if they have not fulfilled their days. The child shall die 100 years old. Are you with me?
Yes.
So what you're saying, preacher, when you come to that point, you have experienced God's presence. God will care for you, and God will make sure that you have fulfilled your days. Turn to the person close to you and declare, "I declare that you're going to fulfill your days." You know, one of the greatest things being an elderly in the kingdom of God, especially when we have served Him all our lives, God get our back. God got your back. In the book of Job, chapter 11, verse 17, there is a powerful promise. "And your life will be brighter than noonday. God has promised to take care. God has promised to make your life bright as the noonday. We don't have, we, children of the kingdom, don't have to be old grumpy citizens. We don't have to be old grumpy, fussy, angry citizens. God promises that His folks that are mature will be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you'd be like the morning. Now, let me fill up this thing here a little bit more. Let's go to the next verse. Let's go to Psalm 71, 18. Now when I'm old and gray-haired, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. God will strengthen you to witness even in your old days. Amen. Brother Harry, give me the Holman Christian Standard Bible here. I'm curious now. Even when I'm old and gray, God, do not abandon me. Then I will proclaim your power to another generation, your strength to all who are to come. Let's go a little bit further. Those who serve God will be fruitful in their old age. Psalms 92:14 tells us, read it with me, even I want you to read it again with me. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit.
They will remain vital.
So enough of this nonsense. I'm 70 years old. My children will put me in a nursing home. I refuse to go to a nursing home. You crazy? I'm going to remain vital and green. Whether you like it or not, you ain't going to dump me in a nursing home. I can guarantee you this. God's word promise for the righteous is that in the old age, we're going to produce fruit. I'm not done until I'm taken home. End of story. Vitality is going to be part of our menu until the day we die.
Right.
I want you to reach out to somebody and say, vitality is part of your menu. Are we together here?
Yes.
God promises to take care of the citizens, senior citizens in our congregation. Not only make them strong and wealthy, but God promises they're going to remain fruitful even in old age.
Amen.
Sometimes I think, I was just talking to a friend recently. This friend said, preacher, pray for me. I said, okay, what's going on? He said, I'm supposed to retire next year. I said, dude, you're not even married yet. You're going to retire? What's wrong with you? He said, well, I'm supposed to retire at 62, but now they made it 67. And I want to retire, and then I'm going to do nothing and relax for the rest of my life. I said, then you're going to stop living.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I want to relax. What? When are you going to get married? I don't know, maybe when I'm 65. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. The fact that you are an elderly citizen doesn't mean that you have to become unfruitful. Doesn't mean that you have to stagnate. Look into life through the windows of a nursing home. Are you with me here?
Yes.
God promises His children in the kingdom that they will remain fruitful, vital, in green. Now I'm curious to hear the backslider translation. Let's leave it like this. Let's leave it like this. Let's not go there, all right? Well, let's do different. Give me the nearly inspired version. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh. The bottom line is, God wants you to be fruitful in your old age. Folks, being an elderly in the kingdom of God is not that bad after all. God has promises for us in our old age. Let's enjoy it when the time comes. Don't succumb to a wheelchair or a walker or a cane. Some people have a predisposition to start dragging themselves when they are approaching 65. Recently, I asked a saint, what's the matter with you? Oh, Pastor, I'm going to be 65 next month. And so what? I'm tired. Cut it off. Stop goofing around. Why do you have to start dragging yourself when you're 65? I mean, come on, get real. There are blessings for the elderly, for the gray-headed, for the seniors in our congregation. So I'm going to wrap up by asking you, don't act older than what you are. Because your God promised that you're going to bear fruit in your old age. And that will not change. Holman Christian Standard Bible says, they will still bear fruit in old age, healthy and green. Not because you came to 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 100 means that you have to be sick all the time. Hello? Amen. Don't take it. Don't play older than what you are. Enjoy the healthy life that God has to you. Enjoy the strength. Be fruitful. Let God be God. Cause the young ones to be envious of you. Huh? Cause the young ones to be envious of you. Well, Bridget, you know, once we come to 60, you know, the whole body starts falling apart. I rebuke those words. I rebuke those words. Our bodies will never fall apart. Because we are God-fearing people. I think that is Isaiah chapter 40. I want to say verse 16, 17, and 18. That has another promise for us. I left that scripture out on purpose. But now I regret that I didn't have it. Brother Harry, can you give me Isaiah chapter 40? I want to say it's verse 16. Uh-oh. I had it on the top of my table. But it says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Verse 31. Is that right? I had it, but I said, nah, I'll leave it. Brother Harry. but those good Lord have mercy. Can you go back one verse? Even the youth shall faint and be weary,
and the young man shall not be fall.
But those who wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength. They shall run
with wings like eagles.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
So cut it off. I don't want to hear of senior citizens falling, fainting on the parking lot. The book says that you shall run and not be weary, you shall walk and not faint. I was coming from the airport one day. I had to drop one of the guest speakers very early flight. So on my way back, I took Liberty Road coming to the office, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts close to 695. I'm trying to get in, and I couldn't because I see somebody running. So when it comes to the entrance of Dunkin' Donuts, I hear that person doing like this. And I'm thinking, will you move? I want to go. I don't want to go, and then you decide to run. So I had to stay a while, and she's like this. And she has something rubber on her head. I couldn't, decipher who it was. So she finally ran into Dunkin' Donuts. I said, thank you, Lord. I pulled in. When I walk and I look, this blessing, I call her a blessing, had a small short on, showing her tight thighs, a tight blouse, and when they look at her face, whoa. She asks, what is it, honey? I said, nothing, ma'am. You didn't expect somebody like me running, right? Said, no, ma'am. Most of the people your age would have a walker. She said, Sonny, I'm 85. Wow. I said, you what? One of the guys, the old man, said, hey, leave the girl alone, man. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. She says she's 85 and she's jogging in Liberty Road. So just curious, hey, ma'am, that's better. Yes, ma'am. What did you drink? Her answer blew me away. A dose of God's word every morning. Wow! Wow! So I joked, I better start reading my Bible. She said, you better do it. The promise in the word of God is that our strength shall be renewed. So I'm thanking God for his word. Marsha and I now are going to the gym at least 4 times a week. And a bunch of young kids in the muscle division. And here comes me, they all look at me like, what are you doing here? All right, little punk, I'm going to show you what I can do. So now I'm lifting up weights and they look at me. One guy said, hey man, be careful. I told him, get a life. And I went about my workout. We don't have to be fainting when we cross over the line. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Well, preacher, I get tired real quick. Then check your hormones, ladies. Check your thyroid, man. But the word of God says that our strength will be renewed. It is a blessing to be a senior in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Be renewed and be strengthened in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What a wonderful, wonderful message.
We bless the Lord.